You may be seated. It's great to be here this morning. Hello, anybody out there? Okay. It's great to be here this morning. Isn't it that you can say, thank you, Father, you can say, you know, different responses, but I just want to make sure that everybody's awake. You know, we live in a world of words. Words are all around us, right? Words on TV, words everywhere. Words on the radio, spoken words by our family and friends, words printed in newspapers, books, computers, and words that we read about on the internet and on Facebook and all that. The world of words. The world of words has turned us into a people who have been at times overwhelmed and almost feel like you're getting suffocated by this huge pile of words. So many words around us. There's so many words around us that words tend to lose their meaning. They become so unimportant. They no longer have any real value in our lives sometimes, it seems like. One time I had a discussion with this man in advertising. He told me he was taught that once in a while you purposely misspell a word on a sign and maybe you will get some attention because people are very quick to criticize if you spell a word wrong, especially on a sign. But he said, at least, that way you know that they have read the sign, right? There are some words that have more power than others. One church pastor wrote in his book the following about words. He said, it was in the early years of my ministry, one Sunday preaching a sermon, that I had just gotten well into the sermon when a baby started to cry in one of the front pews. The mother, very much embarrassed, picked up her baby and started down the aisle. I stopped right in the middle of my sermon and I said, ma'am, you don't have to take your baby out. He isn't bothering me. To which she said, no, well, you are sure bothering him. Words, right? Words do have power. In today's gospel lesson, we learn how Jesus spoke God's word and how that word had authority. Remember that? You probably caught that when Dick and Deb read the gospel. Jesus' words, he spoke as one having authority. His words had authority and power and hope for living. I would like to look at Jesus' words this morning and their importance because they are God's word brought to us in this world. These words take on a special meaning for our lives. How Jesus' words do have authority and power and hope for the future. I just happen to think that if any of you are on Facebook, I gave my title of today's sermon as Hope for the Future. Hope for the future. That would be the title for my sermon. Let's look at those three words. First, that word authority. Our gospel lesson says, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. There was something very special about Jesus' words. They were different from those who usually taught in the synagogue. Because they wouldn't offer anything new, and it seemed like they didn't have any new ideas. But Jesus came and he spoke with authority. He didn't quote past leaders. He was the sole authority for his words. He had authority, the authority of God himself. John's gospel in the prologue says, you all know this, right? 1:1, the beginning of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. God's Word, the Word of God that brought things into existence, that Word was incarnate in Jesus Christ. And Jesus spoke with authority, which was part of things from the beginning of time. That authoritative Word of Jesus was a Word which knew what was needed and what was best for God's children. It was a Word of comfort, a Word of release, a Word of pardon, which Jesus spoke at the beginning of his public ministry. The Gospel of Mark in the first chapter, verse 15 says, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Jesus announced through his presence God's kingdom. God's kingdom is present in this world. His kingdom is present right here in this world. Those words stood out for the people because Jesus had the kind of authority, the kind of presence about him, which helped people truly believe that his kingdom was indeed God's kingdom. Next, we see the word power. The power of Jesus as he spoke God's word. The gospel says, "And immediately there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out." The man cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But what does it say? It says that Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. Words of power. He commanded it come out, and it did. Words of power. There was a power about Jesus' words. A power to bring healing and strength and forgiveness into the life of that man. Also, with his words, Jesus brought that man into a relationship with him. The power of Jesus' words affects lives. The power of Jesus' words affect our lives. You notice how I got closer to the microphone? I did that on purpose, because I wanted you to really hear that. The power of Jesus' words really do affect our lives. I thought about these words, that I have thought that these words of Jesus are similar to the absolution, which is spoken at the time of the confession of sin in each Eucharist, where through my words or through the celebrant's words, Jesus' action of forgiveness absolves us of our sins. When we have the words of absolution, we are absolved of our sins. And it is through the powerful word of God that we are forgiven. It is only through his word and his word alone that cleanses us from our sins. What a great God we have that indeed forgives us of our selfish sinfulness when we repent and return to him. And so once again, I want to say, what a great God we have. And that brings us to the final word, the word of hope. Because Jesus has authority, because he has power, because his words do affect our lives, then we are people who can and do live with hope. Hope for the future. We have hope. We have hope that things can be changed and that things can be different for us. We have hope that our lives can be filled with purpose and meaning because of the power and love we find in Jesus Christ. We can live our life as a victor and not as a victim. We can live our life as a victor and not as a victim. Please absorb those words. We have a real hope. The hope we have in Jesus Christ to redeem our lives. There is a hopefulness in life as we hear and find purpose in Jesus' words. A little story. It seems a church school teacher brought out this concept of hopefulness in life by drawing on the blackboard two pathways. In the middle of one pathway, she placed a large, huge rock, covering the entire path and making it impossible to get around it. Toward the end of the other path, she placed a stairway where there was a rock. She placed a stairway going upwards and going up and over the obstacle in its path, and she continued showing the pathway on to the top of the stairs and down the other side. She pointed to the large rock, and she said to the students, "All right, what's the problem with this one?" Hands went up from the entire class. You can just picture the little hands, right? Hands went up from the entire class. One said, "Something's in the way." Another one said, "If people run into it, they'll get hurt." And another said, "It will turn people back." "Good," said the teacher. "And what about this one?" Pointing to the path with the stairs going over the obstacle. The children thought for a moment, then one said, "The stairway will let you keep on moving the way you want to go." And another one said, "The stairs will let you keep moving forward on the path one step at a time." I believe with all my heart and soul that Jesus is our stairway across the challenges of our life. He's our stairway across the challenges of our life. Jesus moves us higher and closer to him each day as we let him bring hope and power and authority and forgiveness and love into our lives. Because he is the Son of God, our stairway over the challenges of the world moves us closer to the promise of eternal life, which is ours through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In this world of words, there is one thing, there's one clear and loud word for us to hear, which I think stands out against all the others, and that is Jesus' word of grace in our lives. And on our way here this morning, that's exactly what we were talking about in the car. Grace. We have grace in our lives. We remarked about how there's so many more people named Grace now, it seems like. Because of all this, we have grace in our lives. I'm going to end this morning by reminding us of this truth. And you probably heard this before. Reminding us of this truth. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.